What up, world? How you feeling? How you living? It's your main man, Torian Terrell, aka Mr. Preppy Boy. And I'm here with my brother, Duke.
Yo.
And I'm here with my little sis, Toria. What up, Toria?
Is she in the building yet?
Yeah, she in the building. Toria is remotely right now. She's on her way to a beautiful place in the world right now. And she's on the road. Let's say it like that. You there, Toria?
Hey, guys.
There we go.
What up, mama?
Hey. Yes, I'm on the road. I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia. Sitting in the parking lot of a Mexican restaurant. Yes.
Yeah.
This is the life. Let me tell you.
That's what's up. So, yo, welcome to Preppy Boys World, y'all. I'm kind of somber today because this has been like, this week has been like real sad. I have to honestly say.
It's been a sad week. It's
been a truly sad week, and I want to have a moment of silence for the three victims we lost this week. Want to have a moment of silence for XXXTentacion. I really can't say his name, but I'm going to say his real name. Tashion, my bad. Thank you, Duke. But I'm going to say his real name, BKA Jose Dwayne Unfroy. That's his real name. And I also want to have a moment of silence for another rapper that also passed away the same day. He goes by the name of, what's it called? Jimmy Wapo. Wapo. And I also want to say another silent prayer for the 15-year-old that was slain in the Bronx in New York. Let's have a moment of silence for the three brothers right quick. I also want to send my condolences out to all the families, the 15-year-old that was slain in a bodega. In the Bronx, you know, it's so sad. It actually brought me to tears because, you know, honestly, you know, I don't like people all in my business, but I have a son, you know, and it just ain't for my son. It's for our daughters too, you know, me and Duke. You know, we have kids, and for whatever reason, these five or four hoodlums killed this young man. You know what I'm saying? It's a sad time in our world. I'm not gonna sit up here and blame Trump. Trump has nothing to do with that, man. This motherfucker ain't got shit to do with this. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, that young man must have did something to do for him to do that. We don't know. But the idea that grown-ups, people around there seeing this boy get axed, and they didn't do nothing. I know we live in an era where it's like, you know, don't snitch, don't say nothing, don't do nothing. But, you know, come on now. You see this young man, the look, oh my God. I watched a little bit of the video. I couldn't even finish it. The look on that young man's face when they was pulling him out of that bodega was frightening. He feared for his life. And they murdered him. You know, I saw the still pictures, all this. Forgive me, y'all. You know, it's kind of graphic what I'm about to explain, y'all. I'm breaking up. I'm sorry.
Are you good?
Y'all can hear me, right? You hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I can hear you, kind of.
That's that dang Android. I'm sorry, but
now what?
Well, y'all took me on my square.
You were talking about the still pictures.
Yeah, the still pictures were so graphic. His eyes was open. Like, oh my God. The blood was everywhere. It was just, my God. Lord. Forgive me, y'all.
I didn't see the stills. I did see a video.
My God.
Because I didn't know, because, you know, I try not to be so involved in the news too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a touch-and-go type person.
Right.
I look okay and go away, but it was a sad week, man, especially for hearing. And you know how I am about X.
Right.
I was telling you you know, he's a special dude. Like, and I don't really talk about the younger generation,
right,
as far as rappers go, but I saw something in him that was special to me. It reminded, I'm not going to say, at the time I wasn't saying he was any type of remnants of anybody. Like, he's his own person.
Right.
But yeah, man, he reminded me of something familiar. You know what I'm saying? Something
right.
that we could all relate to. And I just thought he was a special dude. His music, I didn't listen to a lot of his music, but right. he did have a couple of songs that I like. But as far as him as a person, I was more attracted to his personality and not so much because he was a dual type of person. Like, he had like his side that was like, okay, he's a kid, you know what I'm saying? Because he died at 20,
right?
So when I was up on him, he was about 18, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
at 18, 19, I thought he was a special dude. So, you know, I just feel sad for him and his family and his true fans. You know what I'm saying? Because I really do think he was a special dude.
You know what? I'm gonna say it. My bad, Duke. We was talking about him some months back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to give this kid a chance on anything because of all the music that was coming out at that time, and he was part of it. You know what I'm saying? And shame on me for not giving him a chance. Like, we grew up in the age where we want people to give us a chance and listen to what we had to say and everything. And I didn't give none of these young cats a chance, and shame on me for being that way. You know what I'm saying? I didn't give the whole, I guess, let's quote unquote say the mumble rap a chance. I didn't want it. I didn't care. I didn't want to hear it. And when you told me that this dude reminds you of that person or whatever reminds you of something, I was like, nah, man, that dude crazy. He's chopping bananas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And now I look at his last video that he posted. This dude was trying to do something great, and these haters or whatever, I guess for whatever reason, this tattoo artist, whatever reason, wanted to end this young man's life when he was trying to do something great. And I get, and they always say, when you're about to make a change, that's when the devil comes in and wants to just disrupt all of that. So for whatever this young man had planned, God had his back in doing it.
Yeah, he was a special kid, man. I know how I heard about him. Some tension between him and Drake, because I guess the younger generation was telling me that Drake was basically fighting off of his style.
Wow.
And so that's how his name came up as somebody to pay attention to as far as music. And then but he was in jail at the time, so when he got out of jail, he blew up quick because everybody knew about him now.
Right.
And so later on, maybe not even a year ago, he was giving out money to less fortunate people, and he was saying how he's going to do a charity event and a charity tour and all this other stuff. And Drake comes behind him and does the same thing, but with more money.
Mm.
And that's when people started talking about that again. Like, oh, here we go. Drake is biting off of him on this. And even him as a young man, he was either 19 or 20. I don't know how long ago it was, but either 19 or 20. But he's telling people, like, look, don't trip. Even if he is biting off of me, it's cool. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, he's still helping people. I'm not finna knock nobody for helping anybody. So don't
That's
trip.
Just
so,
what I was thinking.
Yeah, so it let me further know how mature this kid was. And I'm not the type to, like, I'm big on energy and people's vibes. You know what I'm saying? He just gave me a vibe that I was like, yo, this kid is just, he's special. Like, even though I don't listen to his music, because it's not for me. Like, it's like I'm past that phase, because his followers are in I won't even call it a phase, but they, you know, they follow him. Mental health and all of this other stuff and suicide.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So. That's
right.
not my type of music, but for the people that follow him, I was just like, yo, this kid is special. Like, they really need to pay attention to Shorty. And it's just, it hurt me because I was just like, yo. They get snatched out of here. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was fucked up this whole week.
You know what, brother? I think your mic had went out, man. I ain't hear you in that last bit.
That's all I had to say about him. Whatever. So, I was just saying he was a special dude, and when we get somebody special, you know what I'm saying, that can really change the landscape of things as far as like how we think as a youth or as a generation. They tend to get snatched from under us pretty fast.
That's usually how it happened to Tupac. It happened to Big. You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna show you that young man has something that he wanted to say, and I guess they want to silence him. They want to silence him. You know,
I'm
be honest. I'm not too familiar with the last gentleman that had got murdered that day. Jimmy Wapo. Yeah, I'm sorry if I messed up his name, y'all.
Wapo.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar, but he was a Pittsburgh rapper, and he was in a double drive-by shoot. So that means somebody
double
else
drive-by
is going for him or going for somebody else in around that time. Yeah, you know. So I mean,
that is just terrible. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
It's been a horrible week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. The ex-murder and Jimmy, those messed me up the same day. Those messed me up, but nothing really touched me more than that 16-year-old boy. His name is Lisandro Guzman Feliz. Yeah, rest in peace.
And rest in peace to him.
You know,
these two other guys.
I have no words for it. You know what I'm saying? When is it going to stop? Like, what are we out here? Yo.
I think this brings up the question on what you're saying, Terrell. I feel like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I feel like, could the problem be that it happens so often now?
We're desensitized. That's all. We're desensitized to it, and
get it back that's
you know, with all this happening, we get desensitized, and you know, we don't do anything. You know what I'm saying? Because we're so used to it,
we don't do anything.
Death's truly become the norm in our society.
Yeah, and I wouldn't. And we're not teaching our kids other options or avenues besides violence. Because we put a TV screen in front of them or a phone in front of them.
Right.
And that is what's raising our children. And there's context. I'll talk to somebody else about this, but it's context missing from all of it, from social media. It's context missing. Like, if you put a kid in front of a painting,
right,
you know, that describes something, they're going to see something totally different because they have no context as to what they're looking at. You know what I'm saying? So we're letting our kids be raised by things that have no context. So they see point A and point B, but they don't see in between point A and B. You feel me? So we gotta do better, man. Hopefully, you know, something to change because it's to a point where we can't have mistakes. Like, we can't take two steps back anymore. Like, we got to take leaps ahead. Like, we got to stop living when we were kids, man, like, there was violence. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit we didn't see, but there was still violence. It's almost 20, 30 years later and still the same.
I'm sorry, Tori.
But it's on a...
What'd you say, Mama?
What'd you say?
I was saying a lot.
You did. Yeah, your mic dropped out.
It dropped out.
My main point is it an issue that we're being so desensitized, and that also goes towards the enemy of not growing up with that kind of compassion and hearing this on a daily basis of like killing and, you know, gangs and robbing and nothing but money and, you know, all these other things that occur to them on a day-to-day basis, to where it's at, it's like, wow, you know, instead of using this, you know, path that I have or this opportunity that I have to take someone else's, you know, is it that we're so used to it that we're so desensitized and detached from the thought process of actually recognizing our, what's it called, humanity?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, the empathy is missing.
Where is it coming from? Like, is that coming from home? Or is it just the fact that, we just don't give a fuck? Yeah. But so then,
I mean, we're close to it on a daily basis. Multiple cases, far as like shootings and murders and police brutality and all these things that are going on, we're exposed to it on a daily basis. Multiple cases at that. So whereas that, it's like, oh man, you know, that sucks. I'm sorry that happened. And then it's on to the next one, because it happens so often that to 100% give our emotions to this particular person or this particular situation, because it's too much. It's too common. It happens too often. And we have to move. And I think that's where the problem lies.
But how do we stop it? That's always been the biggest question. How do we stop it? What do we stop? I mean, right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's nothing we can do about it.
It's too late, man.
You know, you can get... you.
It's too late.
Oh, go ahead, dude. No, go ahead, dude.
It's... Go ahead, my fault. Nah, I was just thinking, like, I just feel it's too late, man. Like, the reason why I say it's society is because it's everywhere. Like, you can go to a suburb, you know what I'm saying? And you can live in the most peaceful, like, secluded and quiet neighborhood you can, safest place ever. But you still got to go to the movies, and you see hack 'em slash movies. You see gore, blood, guts. You see it on TV. You see it on your phone. You see it on the news. The news doesn't even give you news unless it has to be, unless it's like filled with like violence or crime or, and it's just, it's just society. Like, that's what they give you because you're attracted to it. We're attracted to drama, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of if it's somebody dying or somebody fighting, we're attracted to it. And it's like the love, the compassion, the empathy, the all of that. It's just it's muted right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just muted. Why isn't there like a balance at least? Why do we have to hear about rappers only
When they die, pass away, or when they got some type of beef, or a woman pregnant, or whatever.
Right. And when they die, we hear about all this good shit that they did. Like, oh, they gave back to the community? Oh, they gave turkeys out every year for the past 3 years? Like, book bags and shit like that? Why don't we hear about this? Why are we just only hearing about, you know, all the negative? Oh, he used to beat on his girlfriend.
Maybe because that really doesn't attract the buzz or the popularity.
Alleged gun case.
Yeah,
it's not attractive to society. Mm-hmm. That's why I say society is fucked up right now, man. And we have to hopefully, you know, change that for the next generation and just make it a little bit more, empathetic and livable.
Exactly.
To some of the bright side to these stories, they found the killer of X, you know what I'm saying? His name is Dietrich. You know what I'm saying? He was taken into custody Wednesday. He's 22 years old, tattoo artist. This man already had a record. He was putting pictures up of himself with money and everything. So what did you need to rob and kill this young man for? You know what I'm saying? If you got your own money and you can go buy your own shit. You know what I'm saying? This is what I don't understand. Like, but like you said, you know, all how we say in the hood, like these hood beats go forever until somebody dies.
Uh-huh.
Until somebody dies and everything, you know. And then they did find one of the killers of the 15-year-old that was slaughtered. They found one of them. He was trying to leave the Dominican Republic. So, you know, I'm glad they caught him. Now you gotta catch the other four. You know, but yeah, man. Like I said, man. What the hell? Condolences to their families. We're gonna switch it up, and we're gonna try and get to a lighter thing right now. Cause it's too bad stuff going on, man. Too much. Oh, Tori, you feel that, right?
I'm still here.
I mean, all this in the background, like somebody having a party.
I'm on a road now. I'm on a road. Driving the streets of Atlanta.
I want to be up. But yeah. Duke, you back, baby?
I'm back.
Hi, Duke.
Hello.
Hello, Governor. So we're gonna lighten it up now, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get into some other stuff. But wait, before we lighten it up a little bit, this kind of made me laugh, but we're gonna get into this Mano, you know, crashing Lil Kim's proclamation ceremony.
So
basically, you know, Brooklyn was giving Lil Kim this plaque for being excellent throughout the years for the community and everything. And once the gentleman was finished, Mano came out of nowhere talking about, hold up. Yeah, he basically said everything the gentleman was saying about Lil Kim. He was he was at his rebuttal to it, saying the same thing. And as we know, Lil Kim and Mano had a relationship about 6 years ago. It was actually almost about to get engaged. So you know, man, it's a lot going on back there. Somebody cut the story out. Somebody is breaking up bad. It's like, hello, Duke. Everybody is gone. Everybody's left me. But anyway, Mano was just being an asshole, I guess. And he was touching all on her as they was taking pictures, and she was wiping his hands off, like, get off me, ugh, and stuff like that. He whispered something in her ear, and she was like, ugh, the attitude was, you saw it. And my thing is, you know, like, when do you leave well enough alone? You know what I'm saying? If your ex is having something done, why would you go ahead and try to ruin that by just being an asshole and trying to crash her moment or his moment? You know what I'm saying? When do we leave it well enough?
I personally think he was on something. He was probably drunk, or
he didn't look.
He seemed a little bit like.
Yeah, he didn't look. He didn't look drunk. He looked like he was purposely doing that. And just being an asshole about it, you know what I'm saying? But that's just my opinion. You know, what the hell? Like, I ain't gonna front. Like, there's been countless of times, like, I want to do something gross to some of my exes. So I'm like, you ruined my life. So I'm gonna throw a
right. Just run up in there and just throw it in their face. Like, you know what? You're not so
I'm gonna
perfect.
Throw a snake in your bedroom and watch it get you. You know, that's just an asshole in me every once in a while. You know, I'm not a jerk ball.
Yeah, but I just feel like that wasn't the time or the place. Like, obviously in the video, most people are saying, oh, he touched her inappropriately, but I feel like he was just doing a little bit too much, and she was obviously, you know, getting a little uncomfortable. Like, okay, yeah, I get it, but go away. Like, she tried to play it off like, oh, yeah, he's crazy, whatever, but he kept, like, pinching on her and putting his hand on her shoulder and, like, messing with her and stuff, and kept putting his arm around her, and it's like, come on now. Not in a public setting like that.
You know... He was doing that on purpose. He obviously had a reason to come there and wreck shop. Cause Styles P was in the cut, And he was like, you know, whatever. He wasn't even finna get between all that. He was just saying, thank you, Kim, for everything you did for hip hop and Brooklyn and everything and stuff, you know. I don't know, man.
So he just disrespected her, basically?
Pretty much the whole ceremony, but she was professional. She was mad professional, and he said,
"Yeah, she was. She handled it great."
And at the end, Maynard was like, "He said that even though we ain't talking, I still got love for her." Now, something like that, he said, and she wrote, and she said, "You know, things is crazy, you know, but we all good." Like he said, that was a front. You know, she was just being professional, and.
Yeah, I think she did it because of the cameras and exactly. Everyone's around. It's like, oh no, we're not gonna do this. You're not gonna steal my moment.
And
like,
just imagine if that was Nicki Minaj or if that was Cardi B. I wonder their response would have been totally different. Just because I just feel just because they ain't been in the game that long. But you know, Nicki Minaj is pretty professional when drama comes her way. You know, Cardi, on the other hand, she probably would have had a taser and shot the hell out of him. You know what I'm saying?
Set it off.
I hate when people steal moments. Like at least let her talk first. Like let everything, you know, happen first.
Right.
You know.
Right. I mean those are shine stealers. You know what I'm saying? Maino ain't had a hit since High Hater.
And that was trash.
You know, no, that was dope to me. That was dope to me.
Ah, that's trash.
You know, you go around and you know your haters are coming at you like High Hater. Bye, Hater. So I got.
Yeah, it's cool to say, but the song was trash.
Oh yeah. Doop, 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 doop. But yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
well,
I mean,
right.
he has an album, I believe, that's coming out. Don't hold me to it. I don't know. I ain't do my homework on him, but maybe nope. I think he does.
Is that probably why he just popped up out of nowhere? Because like, where did he come from? Like, where did his relevance like just?
Well, Maino. I can speak to that one. I think Maino he's around. Like, he's on IG a lot. You know how Cameron was on IG a lot for a good like 2-3. You know what I'm saying? Building up their followers. Mm-hmm. So Maino has been around on IG for a minute. You know, and he's always giving like advice to like the younger generation or the streets, and so. You know, he still has a following. It might be better now than it was back then. So,
well, you know, like I said, his relevance is probably null and void, and he need to go with somebody because he probably wouldn't get away with that with anybody else.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So
he wouldn't have did that to anybody else.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, you know, but hey.
And a lot of people were saying, like, where was her security?
As soon as he ran. No, as soon as he ran up, the big dude stood up right around Kim, and they was looking at him, but then they realized who he was, and so they fell back a little bit. Hmm. You know, yeah.
I guess they just didn't want to make it, like, big and, you know, cause like a huge scene.
If it was me, I'd have been all in his ass. I'm like, get away from the person I'm protecting. Shit, we don't know what you got, bro. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know, the security should have kept doing their job. They fell back, and she didn't give them the word to fall back. They fell back because they have history, and you're like, oh, that's Maino. All right, that's cool. We thought he was a regular dude.
Yeah.
Now, fuck that. Do your job, man.
Yeah.
Do your job.
Yeah. It wasn't like she was in danger, but obviously you saw she was uncomfortable. She was still being professional, but you should have stepped in and been a little bit more stern. It's like, okay, at least they're in between them or something to, like, get him to not.
They did at first, like
escalate.
I said, they fell back. Like that's nah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. That's funny to me. Also, something else that's funny to me.
Absolutely, I'm being professional. Yes,
all the time. You know what else is funny to me is I guess this is Drake's artist that's coming back at Pusha T. Like, have y'all heard this, dude?
Uh-uh. You said what?
You hear the OVO artist, Drake's artist coming at Pusha T?
Is that the one where he was dissing Pusha T and then diss Drake?
That guy. I don't know if it's real. Is that real? You're going to diss your boss and then kiss his ass at the same time? Like, turn around.
I don't know.
Same era. You know what I'm saying? like, I ain't take it too serious because a lot of people in the comments was like, this is trash and garbage. And I mean, I agree because, you know, he was just funny to me, just hilarious.
Yeah, it was just entertainment. That's what I took it as.
He piggybacking off what they beefing about, see if he can get his name out there. You're stupid for doing that because they may gang up on your ass.
Stupid.
You're stupid. They may gang up on your ass in your career before he even starts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, I just want to throw that BS in right quick because, you know, yeah, that was crap. What else happened this week? So much stuff has happened this week. It's crazy. Jay-Z, the president of basketball operations over there at Puma.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's get into that before we get into something else I wanted to talk about.
Is this a smart move for both parties? Because Jay-Z, even though Jay-Z was with Reebok, and I bought them shoes. I had the S.Dot Cogs. I bought me a pair. They were dope. I guess they sold pretty good, I believe. But what does this do for Puma? I guess, well, we got the biggest rapper, so we're going to have some of the biggest rookies rocking these Pumas because Jay-Z is with us. What does that do for both careers, for both parties?
For Puma, it kind of – now, Puma, they're basically like – they went away from basketball for a while, a very long while.
Yeah.
They went away from basketball and they started focusing more on their brand as far as like expensive, luxurious clothing, I would say. More like they wanted to put their name up there with Gucci and Louis Vuitton, is basically what I'm trying to say.
I thought they was trying to compete with Adidas.
Nah, they wasn't trying to compete in that shoe game. They ducked out early, like back in the early 90s. They was like, all right, y'all can have that. We trying to get over here. But Puma, basically, they've been successful, not as successful in the hip-hop realm or the basketball realm. So that's where they're basically trying to get into that field right now. So using Jay-Z, who is he's a very good businessman. Like he will take something that's not popular and make it big.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. It may take some time, but he does that. He does that very well. And
except for the Brooklyn Nets. But just saying.
Yeah, but he's not full owner. He was like not even a
but the name itself is bigger than the whole team itself.
I mean, but they still did great when he was there. Like they went to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Right. They was doing what they needed to do.
True.
Yeah, as far as Puma goes, I think it's good because it's good for Puma. Now, as far as what they bring out, that's a totally different thing. What they try to sell us is totally different. So that I think that's more important than anything.
Right.
Is what you're trying to present to us. You know, because you are competing with Nike, Adidas, and Adidas is basically almost up there with Nike right now.
Right.
So yeah, you gotta compete with them, and Under Armour is getting up there. So yeah, they got a ways to go. Like I said, it's not an overnight thing, but I do think eventually they'll get there.
Let's hope you not get there after Jay-Z leaves, because that's usually how it is. They do the Mark Jackson thing.
Oh no. Okay. Jay-Z, this is what Jay-Z does.
Okay.
See, this is where you need to learn what Jay-Z does, man. He's a good guy.
Oh, as far as business goes.
But this is what he does. He gets whatever you need him for. Like if he's involved in the business, he gets that business going. He makes it make sense. I mean, he makes it make a profit. And then once it starts making that profit, he sells his portion for like 3 to 4 times more than what he bought it for.
That's
when he leaves. So when he leaves after that, it's not on him anymore. So that's what he does. That's why when he sold Rockefeller, everybody was like, yo, why is you doing that? Why are you tripping? Where are they at now?
Rock Nation.
Right. He don't have Rock. He don't have Rockaware anymore, though.
No, that's
he sold Rockaware.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's smart. He's definitely smart.
Man.
And then he had a thing with Apple back in the day. Then what did he do? They bought him out, and then boom, he made Tidal.
Tidal. Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't think it's a bad thing, though. I think it's cool.
No, that's what I was saying. Like, what does it do for both parties? So, when you say it like that, I guess, it's a dope thing. You know, I was just trying to figure out, like, is this a good move for Jay? You know, since he already has got the agent company for, he got like a couple of basketball players.
Yeah, Roc Nation. Yeah, basketball. Nation. But that's, what is he losing? Getting with Puma.
Right.
You know? Yeah. He's not losing anything.
this might be funny to y'all too. I was on YouTube and I was just searching, and I happened to come across a Kyrie Irving video. Right,
mm-hmm.
This video is Kyrie Irving actually singing. It's pretty dope. I like it. It's called Ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't checked it out, go on YouTube. Type in Kyrie. Trust me. If you happen to go on YouTube, type in Kyrie Irving Ridiculous. He's singing. You know, we always know he always singing and shit. So,
mm-hmm.
It sounds pretty good to me. I would download it just to be a fool.
So this is a new song?
Yeah, it's a new song. I don't know if it's off the movie that's coming out next week.
I think it is.
It probably is. Yeah. I think it's dope.
That's funny.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce and this album.
Ain't shit.
I think they just, and this is why I said last week, I don't know if I think we touched on it a little bit.
We did a little bit.
And I said on the podcast that I really wasn't, no, I didn't. I said I didn't hear it yet. That's what I said. But I heard it. I heard the Nas album, right? And I was thinking to myself as I'm listening to it, as I got to like the last song, I was like, yo, what was that? That was not Nas to me. It didn't sound like Nas had fun on that album, and it also didn't sound like Nas was writing to any of those beats on it.
No.
That's what it felt like to me. It just didn't feel right. As a Nas, I'm a Nas fan, and that album just did not sound right to me for a Nas album. It just same tone on every song, and Nas flips his style at least every two songs. I was just like, I was disappointed, and then Beyonce and Jay dropped Saturday.
Oh yes.
Yes. There we go. Yeah, now we got some life. Yeah. So when that dropped, I was like, yo, what the? These motherfuckers is taking over. Like, they just made that Nas album null and void. Like, everything about that album was just like, okay, that's over with. Let me go over here. And yeah, let me just go over here and listen to this for the next year.
Yeah, and they famous for doing that, just randomly dropping stuff randomly.
I didn't know it was gonna be that random though. That was crazy.
That they knew.
Well, they becoming an ultimate power couple now. Well, they have been, but now they're working collaboratively. The two of them together. This is a done deal.
Yeah, and they're not making bad songs either, or bad music. Like, it's good music.
Yeah, I mean, some of the young cats be like, "What the fuck is this? This ain't Jay-Z."
Nah, man. They I don't even think they care for Jay-Z, really. But
not anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still good though, man. The music is good, and it's like, I'm a Jay-Z fan too. So it was like when I heard the album, I was just like, oh man, I hope Jay don't mess up and be all lame on here. And I was like, nah, he still got it.
He just need to cut that hair though.
Yeah, he need to do that.
He gotta put a hat on himself. Like, this dude up here look like Music Soul Child.
I like them better with the fade. Like, I don't.
Yeah, you need to cut that. Everybody know when Jay-Z grow his hair, he working on something major. He cut his hair after the album came out and everything. So
when he actually has time for it to take care of something.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just want him to stop. I just want him to stop wearing shorts.
Looking like Trey Young at the draft.
He looks like a little boy in the legs. I just need him to stop. I need him to stop wearing those.
They're premature. The waist down.
Yeah, like, dude.
It's legs day.
He need to have legs day every day.
That's what.
He's getting old, guys. Was he almost 50 now?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah. He's gonna be one. He's getting up. Wear a romper.
If he do that, I'm done.
And he probably probably has wore one, man. We just will never see those pictures.
I hope not.
Because he know everybody will clown him.
I would definitely clown him to his face.
Well, at least in those pictures he actually posted with Beyonce and saw from the waist up when they were in the bed and she was like propped up on him.
That's why I didn't. I'm talking about Jay-Z, like, who cares?
Yeah, but no, Jay-Z be doing funny shit without being funny, though. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like Jay. Duke, he like Jason. He do that shit.
Yeah. Jason. Jason is just funny. Yeah. He don't know it. He knows he's funny, but he just don't know it sometimes. If y'all just say shit.
Y'all will probably hear Jason in like a few of these one day. One day you may hear him on here. Just know you're gonna fucking laugh like from beginning to end. Just know that. You know what I'm saying? But another clown that I gotta get on is the wife of the orange man.
What'd she do?
She wore a jacket going to meet the people in the concentration camp saying the jacket says there is no, I mean, what the jacket say? It says, I really don't care.
The jacket says, I really don't care?
Yeah, the back of the jacket says, I really don't care. Now, I don't know where that stemmed from, but I was trying to do my research. I think Trump has said something around that nature of it. And she wore a green jacket with the white words, like something painted on it, saying, I really don't care. And you went to go visit these people in this concentration camp.
Wait.
There's so much wrong with this topic
exactly.
And first of all, why are you even there? Second,
yeah, she was okay. And hold, Tori, I'm sorry, Mama. Before her spokesperson said they insist that there is no hidden agenda or meaning behind it. Bullshitting up. Yeah.
First of all, the optics alone, people would have been like, her people should have been like, no, don't wear that. Right. If they're, you know what I'm saying? If they legit care about people, they would be like, why would you wear that jacket? No, get her a different jacket. She's not finna wear that. And we're walking into a place where you need to care. You feel me?
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
I thought it was so funny, man. I'm like, this broad has no...
Second big question, was there like a purpose of her? Like, did they quote a purpose of her being there? Or was it to show some type of support for her doing, for like, for the doing? Or was it like, oh, I'm sorry this happened to you, but, you know, here's a thing of paper towels, right.
It's funny that she would wear that jacket after Trump had signed that executive order ending the process of separating the children from the families. So it's funny that she would wear that and go and visit them. You know what I'm saying? But shouldn't he go visit them and tell them, like, yo, I'm sorry.
There's no words, bro.
I mean,
imagine you being 5 years old, bro.
And
your mother and father get pulled from your arms or vice versa.
Right.
And they get sent to Guatemala while you stay here in the cage with 100 other kids.
No,
there's no amount of he need to be like, yo, we either send them with their parents or keep them all here. You feel me?
Right. I feel you. No, I would say, like, yeah, I mean, of course, saying sorry don't patch up no wounds.
That ain't, nah, that's not, you know, yeah, saying? That's not good enough.
Like, nigga, if you don't send your wife, you know what I'm saying, like,
why even send her? She's not even from here. She's not from here.
True.
Oh, that's probably the point.
Yeah, exactly. No, I married her.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. I fucking hate Trump.
Yeah.
That just goes at the top of their list of fuckery,
brother. Literally.
I just hate that guy.
Speaking.
Fucking hate that guy.
And you know this guy is doing something with the Trump Space Force thing. What's it called? It's part of the sixth branch of the armed forces. So now we're
fucking gonna send, stupid.
We're gonna send guns to Mars and start killing aliens.
Oh now, man. Scoot, skeet, skeet. A Space Force.
Yeah.
Their priorities are so, oh my God, why do we even bother? Why? These people with their jobs is probably like, you know, I don't even care at this point. As long as I'm getting my paycheck, you do whatever you want. You want us to create guns?
That's who they wanted. This is who the fuck they wanted. So, hey, you got them. Space Force.
My thing is, how do thrusters and all this other, like, this is a whole nother conversation. I'm not even gonna go there. But
no, brother, go.
How do you? It's no reason. It's no way you can have anything in space. There's no. I'm not even gonna get into it right now. Just annoying. Do you know how annoying it was to hear that man say a space force?
Space.
You
force.
Have no idea how dumb that sounds.
I mean, you heard it from the cadets or whoever it was behind them laughing like, "What the fuck is this nigga talking about?"
The science behind being in space is so, like, it's so intricate. Like, you can't just go out into outer space and just be out there just chilling. Like, that's impossible. So for him to say
just
they're going to send
a force,
we haven't even tapped into what's in the ocean,
exactly.
Let alone what's in space.
Yeah, you worry about what's coming from up, where it was under us.
We don't even know what's under us.
No, you know what? A while back, probably like a few months ago, they're talking about digging into the Earth's core, all the way into the center of the Earth. Now I don't know what the fuck is down there, but if y'all disrupt something, this world is over. It's done. Seriously.
You just can't leave nothing behind. And it just always look into something.
They need to leave that shit alone.
Seriously. And you know,
they gotta use something to do.
Yeah, they need to have something to do.
Use some business.
Like he's doing something. No, dude. You disrupt the whole thing. Everything. You want to go up to Mars and shoot aliens? You want to big-ass steel rods into the center of the Earth that's going to make the Earth mad and it's going to volcano and we're going to explode and crack and the flat Earth is going to fucking just crumble in and shit. All this shit's going to happen because this motherfucker brain Trump. Motherfucker. You.
You have no idea. That center of the Earth shit is stupid too.
Hey, I'm just saying, like they drilling holes. They want, you know, motherfuckers always want to be nosy and find out what's in there. Let's go find it. You know what I'm saying? They want to be the white.
You know the furthest they went was 7 miles into the Earth's crust.
Right.
And they didn't find anything that our history books told us or our science books told us was down there.
I thought mole people was down there.
Nah, I don't know mole people.
But yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. We sorry we got off track, y'all. But yeah, those are pet peeves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anything else y'all want to talk about? Because I got some more NBA stuff I need to talk about.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Yes.
What?
I actually read up on this guy. So this Shannon Sharp thing on Shaq's comment.
Skip. Skip. Let's do it, skip.
He is hilarious. What did he say?
Skip. Saying that LeBron should stop chasing championships. But my question is, why stop? Is it because he's getting too old? Is it because y'all done had y'all with, who was it, Shaq, Michael Jordan? Who else was it that went off to commercials and they acting career and, you know, they decided to give it a little break? But if LeBron want to keep going and he actually good at it, then why stop?
Duke, you go ahead and answer that, Duke.
So she said, why stop?
Well, Shannon Sharp. Asking the question, why should LeBron stop from chasing rings? Like, he got three of them. I don't think he's really chasing Michael Jordan. He's just doing this for himself at this point. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? And why should he stop?
I mean, if you're playing a game of basketball, everybody and every team should be chasing a ring. So ring chasing shouldn't even be a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shouldn't be a turn. Like, everybody should be chasing the ring.
Right.
As far as stopping, then he might as well retire if he stops. He might as well retire.
Yeah.
Because what are you playing for?
Just playing to be playing, you know.
You're just playing to be playing. Unless you're trying to get other people, acclimated to having a long career and being successful, then ring chasing should always be a priority as an NBA player, like every NBA player.
Yeah.
So I don't see any point in stopping unless, like I said, you want to retire or you want to just be a mentor to other players while you're playing. But ring chasing shouldn't even be a thing. Like, I'm not mad at anybody chasing the ring. It's just how you get to it is how you get to it is the honorable or dishonorable factor.
So is that because he's always like switching teams? Like, he keeps switching back and forth if something isn't working out for him?
I mean, but he always did.
Yeah, because it seems
he only did it once.
He did it twice.
Oh, Cleveland.
He did it twice. He left Cleveland, then he went to Miami, then he left Miami and went to Cleveland.
Well, yeah.
I mean, when you do that, it kind of makes it seem like you're just running away from competition.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like I'm not mad at either one of them. Like
him or DKD,
LeBron or KD, I'm not mad at either one of them for what they did. I'm more so mad about how they did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing to say, okay, I want to change because of the climate, or I want to go back home. That's cool. But, I mean, if you're playing just to get on a
super team,
get with a bunch of other, yeah, if you're doing it to create a super team, like, that's just, makes no sense to me. Because it's like you basically trying to get one up on the actual or all the other 30 teams out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or 29 teams.
Well, I heard that he was recruiting folks like Cleveland, that superstars.
Yeah, I heard that too. So that'll be cool. I wouldn't be mad at that. He should have did that in two.
When he came back. But, you know, he figured him and Kyrie can do it, and who they had. Which they did do it the next year.
No, he came back in
2013.
He came back in 20 something like that. So he left.
Right.
He left Cleveland the first time in 2010 or 11, something like that. So if he would have did the recruiting in 2010, like, and this is what kills me, why people keep trying to save LeBron or make excuses for him. He was never on a bad team, like. When he, like, his last year with the, his last year with Cleveland,
San Antonio.
He lost, I believe, in the finals. He lost in the finals. You're not on a bad team. His team went, I think,
something like
50-plus wins, 55 wins. Like, yeah, you're not on a bad team. Like, come on. Like, that shit just don't make sense to me.
Right.
I can see if he was on a bad team and was like, nah, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, look at Kobe. If Kobe could have had more than five rings if he would have left and went to go play with Boston, or if he would have went to go play with somebody else somewhere. And when he was leaving,
yeah, buddy,
Kobe did try to leave. He was going to play for the Bulls, but we wouldn't have had a team. It just would have been him and a bunch of garbage players
anyway.
Because we would have had to trade for him. Right, he wanted them to keep Luol Deng, and they said no. So that was the end of that. And he went on to win two rings. But I don't know, man. LeBron is cool. I just don't.
You know what?
I can't give him no passes though. Plus, you just got swept in the finals. You at least could have won one. Allen Iverson won one, and he played against one of the best teams in the. And NBA.
Now, LeBron gave up, like you said, LeBron gave up one game.
So.
Yeah. He didn't give a fuck no more.
He gave up in game one, man. After game one.
So then, like, are you guys, like, still with him no matter what? Or is it kind of like, okay, I'm kind of getting tired of you getting washed up?
Honestly, honestly, me, I'm a LeBron fan, but I want him to retire now. Let this be Ben Simmons' league. If this is going to be his league. Pass it towards KD, whoever. Let it be their league now. It's time for D-Wade, Carmelo, cut Melo. It's time for his ass. It's time for Vince Carter, Dirk. It's time for you motherfuckers to just go now. Get the fuck out of here. It's time for your ass to go. I love watching play, but time to get the fuck out of here. You ain't got to go, but you got to get the fuck out of here.
This you know, man said it's time for them to go. Him,
but Vince Carter ain't sky flying the skies and dunking anymore. Dirk ain't he doing that fadeaway 3-point shoot, but I'm getting tired of looking at that shit. If Ginobili leaving, go win his ass. Get the fuck out of here.
Ginobili should have retired Pop, 4 years ago.
See, y'all just like over it at this point, pretty much.
Pretty much. I just want him to get out of the league and let
just over it. Like, okay, go away now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me.
I don't mind LeBron playing for another 2-3 years. I don't really care. The only thing I care about is competition, seeing teams. Yeah. Lose and win and lose. That's all I want to see. If they're good, I want to see them good, like standing on their own. Like I don't.
Oh, they
see
got an old hat on their team, so it's
Steph
good.
And Draymond. Yeah. I don't want to see them. Yeah, I would rather see yeah. two guys a team, two superstars a team, and see how it works. That's all I want to see. I don't want to see. Four guys over here. I don't want to see three and a half guys. I don't want to see all of that shit because it's top heavy.
That's the worst
type of basketball you can play. Like imagine, like football is almost the same. You got Green Bay, and you got what's the face? New England. It's either you got Green Bay or New England. But now it's like okay, now you only have New England now. So. It's like, come on, man. Don't nobody want to see that. We want to see parity. We want to see people like get challenged. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, these two guys are good. Yeah. Yeah, we want to see people do good. You know what I'm saying? We want to see them do good on their own. And then, okay, if they get challenged, they get challenged. And they come back and do better. So we want to see that.
So let me ask you this now. Now
nobody want to see a clear-cut winner.
Michael Jordan said, get the fuck out of here. I know, right? Yeah, like 16 now?
Oh, I feel bad for him, man.
I told him, I felt bad for him.
Yeah, I feel bad for Dwight.
I'm like, dude, this dude's getting a bad break right now. But now he's going to Brooklyn, and he's going to get a buyout. And he probably going to end up either in New Orleans, because they may not bring back DeMarcus, because DeMarcus may go to Dallas, or he may bring Dwight to Dallas. So
I think wherever he goes, they're gonna get a guy who's tired of
the
criticism.
He got
tired of being traded. And they're gonna see a different Dwight Howard next year, whoever picks him up. As far as I'm concerned. Like, I think Derrick Rose, he was in the same situation. I think Dwight ain't got no hair, man.
Big ass shoulders.
he take too much steroids to grow hair, man. Oh, that was another thing I heard this past week.
Right.
Allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly.
My brother, yeah, come for me too, then.
But, you know, when a couple of years ago, baseball was going through this thing where they were, you know, cracking down like real, real heavy on athletes, baseball players, taking drugs, taking steroids. And so during that time, they had confiscated the list. It was like a list of players that this one doctor, he was basically supplying this list of athletes.
Wow. And
LeBron James's name was on that list, but nobody attacked him over it. Nobody, the NBA didn't like do anything about it. They just let it be. And that was around the time where he was, I think he went back to Cleveland.
Right.
And this is when he said he was going to lose all that weight. And you know what I'm saying? And he wound up losing a lot of weight. He lost like, I want to say at least like 15 to 20 pounds. And he took like, he disappeared. But he basically disappeared. And he came back and he was bald and he was lighter. You know what I'm saying? And it was just looking fishy. But I just threw that out there because we had said something about Dwight Howard. And he was also a very small person. One day, and then a month later, he was swole as shit. He went from like he went from 230 to about 310 in a month of muscle.
What's good, dude? What's good, dude? Pushes my ass.
Man, that was push-ups and eat up.
Hey, Duke got swole in a motherfucker. I said, like,
I don't know any doctors.
Your forehead large as fuck. Like, man, I'm just thinking a lot. speaking of drugs, shout out to Swag, aka Swag Champ. My man said that everybody should be doing cocaine. This should be legalized. My man's on clap. Legalized, yeah. He's on cloud because
cocaine should be legalized.
They legalizing marijuana. And he's like, yo, man, cocaine should be legalized too. Everybody needs to do cocaine. Hey,
no, they don't. Oh my god, that is like a whole different level.
He won his ring. He on cloud 9, 10 from them cocaine drugs, or whatever. Hey, let my man do it. He say what he gonna say.
I don't think it has the effect on everybody. Now, some people have a good trip. Some people have a really bad, terrible, disrupting.
Obviously, Swaggy P is. Oh yeah, if y'all knew Swaggy P is, it's Nick Young of the Golden State Warriors.
He has some.
Yeah, he been tripping for a while because
he obviously has some good trips.
He be doing on the court.
Oh no!
Yeah. Hey, if anybody condone that shit, they own that shit. You know what I'm saying? But y'all, shout out y'all Twitters and y'all Instagrams, man. Let the world know where they can find y'all.
Duke.
Somebody. Anybody. Hey, y'all can get your boy, Mr. Preppy Boy, up on Instagram at Preppy Boy for Life. PREPPYBOI, the number 4, LYFE. That's the same thing for my Twitter. So just fuck with me. You know I got it.
I'm getting more.
Yeah. I'm working on that.
How are we going to top that now? Oh, my God. Well, you guys know I'm getting more acquainted with my Instagram and Twitter. So all you got to do is just type in my name, Tori Early, TORIAEARLY.
Yeah.
That's the favorite to come up because I don't know anybody else last name Early. So bam. Check me out, guys. I'm the blast.
It's too early. Oh yeah, the same thing for my Snapchat too.
Never
fuck me. Go ahead, dude.
All right. My
down in the DM.
All right.
But I kept forgetting.
I've got your Twitter handle too.
TSSIDE. That is on Twitter and on IG. You can find me March 1st _ Pipe.
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of rattling. What's going on back there? I'm hearing a lot of rattling. What's you shape shifting stuff? What's going on?
I'm in a car and it just started raining. So.
Yes.
Yep, that's my life right now. So.
You be safe out there, mama.
I will be once I get back into the hometown out of this rain. I ain't trying to catch the flu while I'm not on vacation.
Yeah, that's right. We don't want to get sick no more.
Hey, very hard out here. okay.
Hey, y'all. That's today's episode 5. You could have been anywhere in the world, and I appreciate y'all being here with us on this beautiful Saturday in Chicago, but it's raining, obviously, in Georgia right now. So tune in next week for another episode of Preppy Boys World from your boy, Torian Terrell, and your my brother, Duke, and my little sis, Toria. Peace.
Bye.